Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network of the West. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, it looks like Monsanto's new owner, Bayer, has announced it'll nix the brand name as soon as August, when its $66 billion acquisition of Monsanto is expected to be complete. The merger, approved by the U.S. Justice Department just last week, will create the largest seed and agrochemical company on earth, uniting Bayer's pesticide business with Monsanto's genetically modified crop portfolio. Now, Washington insiders say, in the process of amassing that portfolio, Monsanto has become one of the most hated large companies in the world, and that its name is regularly splashed across protest banners and invoked in arguments against the alleged harms of pesticides and GMOs. Now, Bayer Crop Science Division officials say the decision to drop Monsanto's name is part of a wider campaign to win back consumer trust, and the company would redouble its efforts to engage with critics. Bayer executives also say it's too early, though, to predict the exact form that engagement will take. While Bayer is set to formally acquire Monsanto, the companies will not integrate until Bayer has sold off some $9 billion in assets as part of an antitrust agreement. That's a look at your Land and Livestock Report. I'm Russell Nimitz.